I'm John McChesney. The Swift Boat Veterans ad is at a short run in four cities in battleground states, but news coverage has given it much wider exposure. The veterans group says it has now raised more money and plans to run the ad in other markets. The ad opens with a statement from Kerry's running mate, John Edwards.
If you have any question about what John Kerry's made up, just spend 3 minutes with the men who served with him.
The ad then shows a photograph of Kerry standing in the center of a group of uniformed men. It's a photograph of Swift Boat officers. It is not a photograph of John Kerry's crew. Then a text message flashes on the screen. Here's what those men think about John Kerry.
I served with John Kerry.
I served with John Kerry.
John Kerry has not been honest about what happened in Vietnam.
The men in this ad did not serve on Kerry's boat, but some served on boats under the same command. Kerry's own boat crew, with one exception, supports his version of events. The controversy begins here with Lieutenant Commander George Elliott saying that Kerry has not been honest. Elliott was one of Kerry's immediate commanders in Vietnam, and he's made several statements about Kerry's record, some of which have been conflicting. Elliott recommended Kerry for his Silver Star, but recently backed away from that nomination. Brooks Jackson runs factcheck.org for the Annenberg Public Policy Center.
Elliott has gone back and forth on this. He's for a long time been a Kerry supporter. He campaigned in support of him in 96 when Kerry's medals were called into question during a Senate campaign. Now he's taken a completely opposite view.
The Swift Boat Veterans ad makes a number of charges, among other things questioning whether Kerry's three Purple Hearts are deserved. Another charge is more serious, saying this.
John Kerry lied to get his Bronze Star. I know. I was there. I saw what happened.
His account of what happened and what actually happened are the difference between night and day.
That charge is leveled by Van Odell and Jack Chenoweth, both of whom were on different Swift boats that day. Kerry got that Bronze Star for rescuing Lieutenant Jim Rassman, a Green Beret who got knocked off Kerry's boat by an explosion. Rassman says he swam to the bottom of the river.
And I stayed there for as long as I could hold my breath, came to the surface, and immediately came under fire. And I had bullets hitting in the water around me and snapping overhead.
Rassman says he dove several times, and each time he surfaced, he came under fire again. Kerry's boat came back to pick him up.
I was hanging out there getting shot at, and suddenly Kerry runs out of the pilot house, drops to his hands and knees, and reaches down under the bow and pulls me aboard.
Kerry's Bronze Star Award says that, his arm bleeding and in pain, and with disregard for his personal safety, he pulled a man aboard. The Swift Boat veterans allege that Kerry's boat 94 did not come under enemy fire that day. Jack Chenoweth says he can't explain Rassman's memory that he was being shot at.
All I know is that I was on my way to pick him up and got within 30 feet of his position when the 94 boat pulled right in front of me and pulled him out of the water. So I was in the absolute location that he was, and if there had been enemy gunfire coming from both banks, we would have been firing every weapon that we had available to us, and that was not happening.
Another of Kerry's critics, Larry Thurlow, also received a Bronze Star that same day, and his award citation says he came to the aid of a damaged Swift boat under constant enemy small arms fire. Kerry's critics explain this discrepancy by insisting that Kerry himself wrote the after-action report for that day, but authorship of the report can't be determined from the document. The liberal issue group MoveOn.org has put up a commercial in response to the Swift Boat veterans, demanding that the president repudiate the ad. And MoveOn makes its own charges about the president's service during the Vietnam War.
George Bush used his father to get into the National Guard, was grounded, and then went missing.
Brooks Jackson of factcheck.org says there are some problems with his ad.
It's clear there was influence that got George Bush moved to the top of the list, but I don't think anybody's documented that he specifically asked his father to do that.
Senator John McCain said that Kerry should repudiate this MoveOn ad, and Kerry followed his recommendation. McCain also said, "This is the bitterest, most unsavory campaign in the nation's history, and it's only going to get worse." He may be right. John McChesney, NPR News.